Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And we're grading the Orioles now. They're 89 games in. They're 9 games under 500. They're in last place by double digits in their division. 7.5 out of the wild card. A lot of mediocrity. They keep winning and can't gain any ground, which has been a problem. So let's grade the GM, shall we, as we head into the All-Star break and then in a couple more weeks, the trade deadline. And wonder what his cutoff point is. Well, we got to be 3 games out, or we got to be 4.5 or something crazy like that. And look at Boston. They were terrible. All of a sudden, they've gotten hot. They're back over 500. One of those sorts of things. But Nolan McGraw, we'll start with you. You look at some of the acquisitions that were made in the offseason. This was going to be the offseason in which right-handed bats were going to be brought in to make the Orioles better against left-handed pitching. Gary Sanchez, after a miserable start, then he got hurt. Then he came back, and he looked like Mike Piazza swinging the bat. Not all that great defensively. It's been well-documented, but was doing what he had to do. Ramon Laureano has been one of the team's most valuable players here in 2025. Tyler O'Neill, on the other hand, maybe not so much. Charlie Morton looked miserable. Now he's one of their most reliable starters. You get the drill. The offseason for Mike Elias trying to build on back-to-back playoff appearances wasn't to status quo. It was to take the next step. And the Orioles were considered to be one of the favorites to get to the World Series. But they're 9 games under 500 as we sit here on July the 8th, a week from the All-Star game. So Nolan McGraw, you're great. And you're actually a college graduate. You're great for Mike Elias is what?
Well, I don't see how it could be anything other than an F. We can only go off of results, fair or unfair. We can't grade on just intent. So you can't say, well, you know, he thought that all these right-handed bats were actually going to be better against left-handed pitching. So they were the right moves at the time. I mean, we poked holes in most of them when they happened. Even some of the ones that actually panned out as okay, but mainly O'Neill and Sanchez. I mean, most people are still saying it to this day. Would have rather had McCann back over Sanchez. I mean, that's just been beat to death. O'Neill with the injuries, very well documented throughout his career. That was the instant reaction was, well, you know, essentially a 3-year deal if he stinks it up. And if he's injured, it will be a 3-year deal. And that's kind of what we're staring down now. So to me, it's ultimately more about the moves he didn't make rather than the ones he did make, because of all the moves he made, there was no splash. Everything was relatively cheap, maybe besides O'Neill. So there wasn't really anything to complain about there, like, oh, you gave too much money to someone who didn't deserve it. I'm more upset about not insuring your bottom line, which revealed itself to be a detriment for this team almost as soon as the season started. You can't control injuries. You understand that. But you can control how much depth you have. Just didn't do enough.
I will tend to agree with the grade. And the reason being, my reason for it is like his initial game plan going into this season was not good enough, not high enough expectations. I mean, like everybody here thought World Series or bust. And he was playing it like, it seemed like he was playing it like, well, you know, we're good and we just need a little bit. No. And everybody nationally, local shows, you know, pitching, you know, and they didn't do it. They didn't go get that, you know. So I think he underachieved on what his expectations for his game plan wasn't good enough. Bottom line was, in my opinion, for this season. And then, Bob, and then with the coaching and stuff too, you know, you get rid of veteran guys and you have all these young guys and you have young players. I mean, he's in too much control mode, you know, like it seems like his group, they're control freaks and they want to control everything, which I'm not sure that is the best thing. So I think overall, and like you guys said, 9 games under .500. Hey, I've been there, you know, hey, and if we has a losing record, they don't care if guys are injured. I can have as many excuses as I want. What's your record? And that's what it is. They're 9 games under. Where were they a year ago at this time? They're what? How many all-stars?
They were one of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah. So it is a total failure right now.
Yeah. It's an F.
Yeah.
How can it not be? You had Super Bowl. They were that good. They were going to win the Super Bowl too. You had World Series hopes, and you're in last place by double digits. And you've been in last place for quite some time. Yes, they played better. We get that. But manager had to get fired.
Yep.
Things have been so, I don't know, disheveled, disorganized, and just out of control. Okay, you could blame Brandon Hyde for certain things, the Hyder hook, you know, maybe the lineup was fluctuating too much, but how much control did he really have over that sort of thing? You cannot understate the injuries, though. And I will say this, his expected team has never been on the field at the same time. But to your point, even before we looked at the rotation, and they did try to re-sign Corbin Burns, that's a fact. Tony Taters, not so much. Now both hurt. But you looked at the rotation. Let's see. Eflin. All right. Okay. He was good. Grayson. Man, he ain't pitched since July. Sagano. Who? Okay. Morton. How old's he? And it's Suarez and Povich battling it for. Well, maybe we'll get Bradish and Wells and Jim Palmer and Dave McNally to come back at some point and save the day. There was a lot of ifs and buts and candies and nuts, Chuck Thompson, and not a wonderful Christmas. So it was flawed before everyone started to get hurt. And then Morton was miserable to start the year. Povich had a rough go of it. Now he's hurt, dealing with a hip. Grayson Rodriguez, we're coming up on literally a calendar year since he last pitched in the major league. So it was the worst rotation before the injuries. So it had only got worse. So it's got to be an F.
Right. And as far as the position player injuries, because that is, if you were going to make an excuse, that would be the one. Like you said, you know, your core guys not getting really any play time.
Gunnar didn't come out of spring training. You know what I mean? Let's not forget that.
And like I said earlier, that's not something that you necessarily sit there in December and say, all right, well, you know, Gunnar's not going to be available for the first couple weeks of the season. How do we address that? But you're 40 and 49. Had all those position players been healthy, you really think that they're a 55-win team right now or a 50-win team? No. I mean, so if there was a slight, like if you were just hovering around 500, you're underwhelming compared to where you thought you would be, but you're still technically in it, then you could maybe point to the injuries. There's clearly a lot more going wrong for this team than just injuries because, all right, you give me all those guys back healthy, it doesn't automatically give them a substantial boost in the standings. Yeah. Just my opinion.
And look, Mullins has struggled for the better part of 2 months. Adley struggled after a great beginning to the season for 2 months, and fate would have it, just as he was getting hot, he got hurt. They've been bad with runners in scoring position, and for the season, they're still among the worst in Major League Baseball. I was looking at these numbers this morning. You know, they actually have a winning record in one-run games, but they've been blown out a lot this season. It's just this, the run differential is still in the 80s. It's a flawed team. Now, is there upside? I mean, Westbrook going on the IL a bunch of times is not good. In my opinion, he's the second best player on the team in totality next to Gunner. And then Holiday certainly making a move to be that guy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
But They're going in reverse, not taking another step towards championships.
The thing where Elias, I think, screwed up too, Bob, I mean, it started last year after the All-Star break, you know, the bad part. I mean, they weren't good in the last part of the season. You know, so you know, all right, what do we got to do to change this around? You know, we were great at the beginning. Oh, we're just going to be better because we're a year older. No, that didn't work.
Yeah, and you lost clubhouse guys, you know, yeah. McCann and Santander. You can't underestimate those. Got rid of Freddie Gonzalez, who was Brandon Hyde's right-hand guy. So, yeah, it was a flawed off season, and the results, quite frankly, speak for themselves. Question is now, is there hope heading into the end of July? Six games for the break. Winnable series. You got a Mets team that, yeah, overall record good, but on the road bad. And the Marlins overall record bad, but playing better as of late. We'll come back, take a trip to the Funhouse, Inside Access at 2. And that's Baltimore. We're not trying to discourage you from listening to BBT, by the way, coming up at 5:30 with me, Mike Bordegard, a Hall of Famer, and a former Met, played in the World Series with the Mets 25 years ago, and Nolan McGraw. We got a lot to get to here on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025, and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.